we could see as much as 700,000. We had a 500,000 over here at the last launch, and it was just unbelievable. And I think the excitement is building, and I wouldn't be surprised the last one doesn't reach 1 million. It's taken us back to, I think we had, that kind of crowd for the first shuttle launch, and I think you're going to have the same one for the last. And, it almost takes us back to the Apollo days. And this is especially exciting because you've got President Obama's coming in to see it. You've got the congresswoman from Arizona seeing her husband off, who's a commander. I mean, it's just a great story, you know.
Now, the launch is set for Friday afternoon. Are you starting to see a lot of visitors showing up already?
Well, the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex has been doing record numbers these last couple of weeks. People are piling in. They want to have a chance to see a shuttle on the pad. So they get in there. They take the bus tour. It's just really cool what's happening. And my advice to people is to come early.
What do you figure is the total economic impact that this kind of a launch event has for the Space Coast area?
Well, this one I think is going to be probably a $15 million economic impact. It's a great time for the launch in the afternoon, so people are going to come here early. They're going to eat lunch in the restaurants, then they're going to stay afterwards, have dinner, because they don't want to fight the traffic. And so a lot of people are going to hang out, and I think that's the experience we're going to see over here. Is people are going to stay a lot longer. All our hotels are pretty filled up. There's a few rooms left, but not many.
Well, record numbers of visitors expected for these last two launches. But what I'm wondering, Mr. Varley, is what happens then? What after the final launch, is the tourism industry and the Space Coast planning ahead for the post-shuttle era?
Well, I've got some really positive feelings about what's coming down the pipe. You've got the commercial guys picking up steam now. There's four different companies that were awarded contracts to build capsules to put on top of rockets that send people back to the space station, et cetera. So there's a lot of excitement here with all these commercial launches. We'll still do 15, 20 commercial launches. Couple that with the fact that Atlantis is going to be home-based here. They're talking about investing almost $400 million in that visitor complex over the next couple years. And so you're going to see it's definitely going to become a two-day experience, which is going to help us as far as occupancy. The other reason I feel so optimistic is Port Canaveral has become the second busiest cruise port in the world now, and it's only going to get better. Disney's bringing in their second new big ship. You've got Carnival's bringing in three. Now we'll have three ships here. You've got Norwegian Cruise Line announcing they're coming in. Royal Caribbean's got two ships. And then the new gaming ship, Victory Cruise Lines, I think they're going to do very well.